Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Strauss Group First Quarter 2008 Results Conference Call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following the management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded May 29th, 2008. I would like to remind everyone that the conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future performance of the company. These statements are only predictions and may change as time passes. Strauss does not assume any obligation to update that information. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing industry and market trends, reduced demand for our products, the timely development of our new products and their adoption by the market, increased competition in the industry and price reductions, as well as due to risks identified in the documents filed by the company with the ISA. With us today are Mr. Erez Wiegelman, President and CEO, and Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Director of Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Erez Wiegelman. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm glad to discuss with you the financial results of the first quarter 2008 Strauss Group. I'd like to start with the financial highlights and then to take the discussion to basically to the level of the main challenges, the main achievements and the key issues that are basically associated with the results of the first quarter 2008. Sales 1.5 billion shekels versus 1.39 billion shekels, 8% growth rate. Gross margin eroded from the level of 38.3% to the level of 36.7%. Operating profit on accounting basis, 125 million shekels versus 123 million shekels. On pro forma basis, 137 million shekels, 2008 versus 136 million, 2007. Net income for the period on accounting basis, 84 million shekels versus 68 million shekels, 2007. On pro forma basis, 65 million versus 79 million, 2007. EBITDA on pro forma basis, 186 million shekels versus 177 million, 2007. Cash flow from operations, -46 million first quarter 2008 versus 26 million shekels first quarter 2007. These are the financial highlights. Now I would like to basically to take the discussion into the main three areas. First one, major challenges we coped with in the course of the first quarter 2008. First one is the sharp rise in prices of major raw materials, coffee, milk, cocoa, sesame, and others. We managed to compensate for this sharp rise in most countries, except for Brazil and Serbia, which I'm going to discuss later on, and maintain our operating profit. However, profitability margin eroded. Second challenge that we coped with was basically the currencies. The shekel basically performed much better versus most of the currencies in all the countries of operation. Two of them, Poland and Brazil, and it was manifested in -6.9 million shekels in gross profit and -6 million shekels in EBIT. Third challenge was the timing of the Passover holiday. Company sales in Israel were affected by the timing of the Passover holiday. Most holiday sales 2008 occurred in the second quarter of the year, whereas holiday sales in 2007 occurred in the first quarter of 2007. Just to understand the impact, the growth rate of the Israeli business, including the Israeli coffee business in the first quarter of 2008 totaled 2.2%. The same sale of the Israeli business in the course of of April against April 2007 were 15% higher. And if I take the first 4 months of the year, first 4 months 2008 versus first 4 months 2007, we get 5% growth rate this year versus last year. And this is the number one needs to compare against the 2.2% we basically presented in those financial statements, which means that the timing of the Passover holiday played against us in 2008, and which will be compensated during the second quarter of the year. The fourth one was the rollout of the SAP SD system that was basically implemented in the course of the first quarter of 2008, mainly the last module that complements the entire system, which is the SSD module. And it was associated with a loss in sales and affected profits. This is the fourth major challenge that we tackled in the course of the first quarter. By the same token, the main achievements of the group in the course of the aforesaid period is the good handling of the sharp increase in prices for materials, particularly the green coffee. Second one is the streamlined processes and structural changes together with more acquisitions and building an infrastructure for further future expansion in 2008 onward. Basically, when we look at the way we worked out the processes from the beginning of the year, by the same token of addressing the main challenges in the food sector in all the countries of operation, we invested in the short, medium run in infrastructures and platforms that will enable us to continue growing the business, facing and witnessing the same growth trend we saw during the last 5 years. It has to do with the changes in the Israeli operations, the project that we call Horizon, which changes the structure of the Israeli operations, basically aiming at increasing the efficiency in Israel. It has to do with the culmination of the process of getting PepsiCo as a partner in our U.S. Business by the end of the first quarter 2008. It also has to do with the entry of TPG as a minority partner in our coffee company, a process that we worked out during this time frame. It has to do with the acquisition of the business CK in Russia and the smaller one in Albania, Don Cafe. And all of those together, basically, create the platform to continue with the profitable growth we saw during the last 5 years. The last point I would like to make pertaining to the major achievement is the fact that we saw further organic growth in all of our activities in Israel and outside of Israel. The third dimension I would like to discuss is basically the are the major issues that I would like to bring into play pertaining to the first quarter of the year and the way we are going to handle those issues as we go along with 2008. First one is basically the impact of the currency in Romania. The depreciation of the Romanian currency, the lei, against the shekel by 9% impacted the top line and the bottom line of the Romanian operation as it is measured in shekels. This is an issue which impacts the results of the first quarter of the year. Second one is basically Brazil. We grew the business significantly during the first quarter, 29% growth rate in sales. Market share basically was up by 14.2% compared to 12.6% in March 2007, which manifests the strong determination in consolidating further the Brazilian marketplace, increasing our market share and expanding further in the various geographical areas in this country. Just in order to demonstrate our market share in São Paulo continue to grow, standing at 9.3% in March 2008 compared to 4.9% in March 2007. By the same token, we saw erosion in operating profitability due to the sharp rise in raw material prices and insufficient rise in selling prices, as well as erosion in profits from green coffee trade activity in Brazil. Basically, the challenge we face in Brazil during this time frame is derived from the fact that our coverage period for green coffee in Brazil is much narrower and much shorter versus the entire coffee operation. In all the countries, the coverage period range moves from 4 months up to 6 months, and sometimes it can move also up to 9 months. In Brazil, the policy is basically to pursue a coverage time frame of two, three, up to 6 weeks. Due to the fact that in the course of the first quarter 2008, we saw a sharp rise in prices of green coffee, and due to the fact that during this time frame, the coverage period in Brazil was very short, we had basically to buy a very expensive green coffee in order to consume it in our operations. It was reflected in the gross margin and operating margin of the Brazilian business in the course of the first quarter. By the same token, we have not purchased the more expensive green coffee in the course of the first quarter for the entire operation, waited basically for the decline in prices, which happened by the end of the first quarter of the year, which will also impact the results in Brazil and will take Brazil to resume the operating margin that was budgeted for 2008. Last issue, which one needs to bring into play pertaining to the first quarter of the year, is the growth rate in Israel after, I would say, a number of years in which we outcompeted the growth rate of the sector and of the competitors in Israel. We saw in the course of the first quarter, although we saw growth, we saw a growth which was much lower against the market and the competitors. In part, it has to do with basically the timing of the Passover holiday, as I indicated before. By the same token, we are now basically directing the resources which are required in order to drive up much further the growth rates in the Israeli operation in order to resume the growth rate that we saw in the past in terms of the comparison against the competitive landscape, the market and the peers. I would like to end up this discussion with a number of maybe highlights regarding to the various operations. You can look now at page 14 in your presentation. You can see the sales in South Israel during the years, including 2008. We see the 1.7% growth rate first quarter 2008. And here, just I need to indicate that what we don't see in here is the fact that we decided to terminate the operations of the institutional market business. We had until the end of 2007 in South Israel, which is reflected basically by a decrease of 2.2% in the growth rate of the business first quarter 2008 versus first quarter 2007, which is not reflected, of course, in the 1.7% growth rate that you saw in the Israeli business 2008. EBIT went up by 9.5%. Basically, we leveraged the growth rate of the top line in a way which took the operating margin to grow in a much more stronger manner. And in part, it is derived from the efficiency measures we have been carrying out under the Horizon project, which I mentioned before. We'll see this also in the future 2008-2009, as we'll be going along with further measures that will be carried out under this project. Now I take you to look at page 17 to see the sales during the year 2004 up to 2008 first quarter in our global coffee business. We see the trend continues, the trend of high growth continues in most of our countries, geographical clusters, but one which is the Balkan cluster due to the depreciation of the currency, which I indicated before. Look at all the other geographical clusters, you see basically high growth rate as we saw during the last 5 years. And this is something which goes in a very strong manner in line with the strategy of Strauss to develop the coffee business in emerging markets where most of the growth occurs and where most of the potential to grow the business much further basically lies. By the same time, EBIT profit went down from 67 million shekels 2007 to 64 million shekels 2008, which is better than the budget for the first quarter. And has to do basically with the impact of the higher cost of raw material in a way which takes us to compensate for most of it. But it we'll see in the course of 2008 how this process of compensating for the higher cost of raw materials basically gaining more momentum and taking the EBIT of the coffee business to manifest basically higher level compared to last year, as was the case during the last 5 years. Max Brenner, the decision we made by the end of 2007 is not to open new chocolate bars in the course of 2008, just to carry out the ground preparation which is required in order to open the new ones in the U.S. In the course of 2009. And in line with this decision, we see that the top line is flat. The minus 4.7% we see first quarter is also the outcome of the basically the strong shekel against the dollar, without the exchange rate, without the exchange rate consequences, we would have seen a growth rate of 1.2% in Max Brenner first quarter of 2008. And Sabra, as I put it before, by the end of the first quarter, we saw basically culminated the establishment of the joint venture between Strauss and PepsiCo in the field of fresh dips in the U.S. and Canada. We started to basically work out the strategy that was crafted by both of us from that moment. And the second quarter is the first one that we start to implement together the strategy that we crafted to increase the business, to drive it up in a very significant manner with a strategy basically which aims at developing the biggest business in the United States in the fresh dip landscape. We see a lot of potential there. This was the foremost trigger for PepsiCo to team up with us in order to tap this potential in the U.S. and Canada. And the process started by the end of the first quarter. During the first quarter, we saw a growth rate of 23.1% in dollars, which is translated to sales growth of 7.1% in shekels. So without exchange rate, we're talking about 23.1% growth rate. And enhancing further our position in the market, increasing our market share. And this process will be cemented as we'll be going along with the new joint venture with our partner. That's it, and I open now the discussion for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to decline from the polling process, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. There are no questions at this time. I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available by Sunday. In Israel, please call 03-925-5930. Internationally, please call 972-3-925-5930. A replay of this call will also be available on the company's website at www.strauss-elite.com. Mr. Wiedemann, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, thank you. The 2008 is another very important year, another year of basically coping with the challenges in the food sector in all the countries basically where we operate. But by the same token, investing in our future in a way which will enable us to continue the trend in line with the strategy that was crafted for the entire corporation and for each one of the operations in Israel, coffee global business, and North America, which encompasses Max Brenner and Sabra. The investment that I indicated before in the processes of basically enhancing the efficiency by carrying out the efficiency measures which are required in most of the operations, and especially in Israel, under the Project Horizon. By the same token, investing in new platforms, the joint venture in the United States with PepsiCo, basically the establishment of a joint venture with TPG as a minority partner to boost much further the implementation of the strategy in the global competitive landscape. And also to basically take business to grow significantly in much higher pace compared to previous years. And the acquisitions that were implemented in this landscape, all of those basically puts and set the platform for the continued profitable growth that we pursue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes the Strauss Group First Quarter 2008 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.